Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Free How Today, A Smartest Businesses Profit by Giving Something for Nothing is a business and economics book by Chris Anderson, best known for his earlier work on the long tail. In this book, Anderson examines how the price of zero has become a serious commercial strategy in the digital era rather than a mere promotion or giveaway. His central argument is that declining technology costs, network distribution, and new advertising and freemium structures have made free a durable model for reaching users, building markets, and monetizing attention in indirect ways. The book is not a manifesto for charity. It is an analysis of how businesses can shift value across products, customers, and time. Anderson uses well-known examples from media, software, consumer goods, and online services to show how zero-price offerings can expand demand, create new revenue streams, and change competition. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, free is a pricing strategy built on cross-subsidies. A core idea in the book is that free is rarely absolute. Anderson argues that most free offerings work because costs are shifted somewhere else, either across products, across customer groups, or across time. This cross-subsidy logic explains many familiar business models: loss leaders, subsidized cell phones, advertiser-supported media, and freemium software all create a zero-price entry point while recovering costs indirectly. The importance of this framework is that it turns free from a suspicious exception into an intelligible economic structure. Instead of asking whether something is truly free, Anderson asks who is paying, when they are paying, and what behavior the free offer is designed to produce. That shift in perspective is one of the book's main contributions because it allows readers to analyze business models by looking at cash flow relationships rather than retail price alone. It also helps explain why free can be sustainable in some markets and disastrous in others. Secondly, technology abundance is making zero prices more practical. Anderson links the rise of free to the falling cost of digital storage, bandwidth, and processing power. In markets where duplication and distribution costs approach zero, charging for each additional unit becomes harder to justify, especially when competitors can offer similar content or software at negligible marginal cost. The book uses this logic to explain why digital goods move toward abundance and why businesses often need to find value elsewhere once the core product becomes cheap. This is not simply a claim about the internet, it is a broader argument about economic gravity. As basic delivery costs fall, value tends to migrate to complementary services: convenience, customization, community, or access. That means free is not merely a marketing tactic, but a response to structural change in production and distribution. Anderson's analysis is especially useful because it frames abundance as a competitive force. Businesses that recognize falling costs early can redesign offerings around that trend instead of defending a pricing model that technology has already weakened. Thirdly, freemium turns free users into a scalable acquisition layer. One of the book's most influential ideas is freemium, the model in which a basic version is free while a smaller paying segment funds the service. Anderson treats this not as a loophole, but as a rational structure for digital businesses with low serving costs and strong network effects. The free tier reduces friction, lets people try the product without risk, and creates a large user base that can later convert, refer others, or simply increase the platform's value. The practical significance of this model is in the ratios: a relatively small number of paying customers can subsidize a much larger base of free users if the service is designed efficiently. Anderson's discussion helps readers see why free access can be a growth engine rather than a cost center. It also shows that the free tier is not the whole business. It is part of a funnel, a retention mechanism, and a market seeding tool. That makes freemium one of the most concrete applications of the book's theory. Fourthly, free expands reach by exploiting attention and network effects. The book repeatedly shows that free can create value by maximizing adoption rather than immediate revenue. In media and online services, a zero price can accelerate circulation, attract audiences faster than paid alternatives, and build the kind of scale that makes advertising, referrals, and ecosystem effects more valuable. Anderson emphasizes that value often rises with usage over time, especially when products become more useful as more people adopt them. This is why free is particularly powerful for platforms, software, and network services. A larger user base can improve data quality, market visibility, and switching costs, all of which strengthen the business later. The book also suggests that free can function as a form of market creation by removing the first barrier to trial. Firms can introduce new habits and normalize products that customers would not have paid for upfront. This helps explain the business logic behind ad-supported media, free tools, and promotional distribution. The key point is that free is often less about generosity than about shaping demand at scale. Lastly, the limits of free when zero price needs careful boundaries. Although the book is broadly optimistic, it does not imply that every product should be free. Anderson is attentive to cases where zero price can distort perception, weaken perceived value, or fail to support the economics of production. The challenge is to identify what part of a business can be free without destroying the willingness to pay for something else. That requires understanding the product architecture, customer incentives, and competitive environment. A free offer works best when it is linked to a durable source of monetization, such as advertising, premium upgrades, subscriptions, physical goods, or complementary services. Otherwise, free can become a trap that attracts usage without revenue. This limitation matters because it keeps the book from becoming a simplistic celebration of giveaways. Instead, it presents free as a strategic tool that must be matched to market conditions. Readers learn that the most important question is not whether a company can offer something for nothing, but whether zero price creates a credible path to value capture over time. In conclusion, free is best suited for entrepreneurs, product strategists, marketers, and readers who want to understand how digital markets change the economics of pricing. It is also valuable for executives evaluating freemium, ad-supported, subscription, or platform-based models, because it explains why zero price can be an asset rather than a threat. The book is intellectually useful for anyone interested in the mechanics of abundance, marginal cost, and indirect monetization. What makes it stand out in its category is that it does not treat free as a slogan. Instead, Anderson builds a coherent framework around cross-subsidies, network effects, and the migration of value in an economy where many goods are becoming cheaper to distribute. Compared with books that offer either broad business inspiration or narrow pricing advice, this one connects economic theory to recognizable business cases in a way that is accessible but still conceptually serious. Readers finish with a clearer sense of when free is strategic, when it is unsustainable, and why it has become one of the defining business ideas of the digital age. If you would like to support Chris Anderson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.